Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Travel website Booking.com has been accused of continuing to mislead consumers in spite of a crackdown from the UK competitions regulator. Travel writer Fionn Davenport is on the line with more. Will you remind us, Fionn, of this investigation which was carried out by the UK Competitions and Markets Authority into not just Booking.com but into six travel websites?
Indeed, Mary. So last year, the CMA conducted this investigation into Expedia, Booking.com, Agoda, Hotels.com, eBookers and Trivago, which listeners will recognize as the most popular of the online hotel booking sites. And it said it had, and I'm quoting here, serious concerns around issues including pressure selling, misleading discount claims, the effect that commission has on how hotels are ordered on the sites and hidden charges. And so to break this down a little bit, so for instance, when you put in your destination and your dates on any of these sites, you will get a list of hotels, and most consumers would be correct in assuming, or certainly would be forgiven for assuming, that the most relevant hotels are based on their search criteria, the price point, the kind of room they're looking for. And it's not always that way. So what they've discovered is that a lot of properties will pay a premium for a prominent position. So you're basically paying to be bumped up the order. And it's not always clear which hotels there are. The second thing, and perhaps I think the most worrying, is pressure selling. So for instance, I'm sure anyone who has booked on a hotel site, including myself, you'll see the list of hotels, and then you look at one, you go, oh, that looks nice. That's in the zone I want. It's the price I want. And then all of a sudden you go, only one room left at this price.
So you see that often.
Exactly. So it pushes you to go, oh, I better book it now. And what the CMA found was that, in fact, that's not the case at all in a lot of the cases, that there are plenty of hotel rooms, that this is just, as they said, pressure selling, forcing you to make the booking, when in fact there are plenty of rooms available. Discount claims. So, for instance, saying, oh, this room is 40% below the market rate. But what they're doing often is comparing the price of that double that you looked for on a Wednesday night with the price of a suite on a Friday night, which is not anywhere near what you wanted. And then finally, hidden charges. The airlines were guilty of this in years gone by, but they've cleaned up their act. So often what you see is the lead-in price is, or the banner price or the headline price isn't necessarily the price you will pay at the end. And what the CMA found was that all of these sites were not necessarily guilty of all of these charges, but that they had all been guilty of some of these. And the reason why Booking.com are in the news this week is that because the CMA talked to all six, and in February, all six gave an assurance that they would clean up their act, and they were given a deadline of the 1st of September. And then the consumer advocate site, which.co.uk, found that Booking.com were still guilty of some of these past the September 1st deadline.
Is Booking.com making any statement or responding to what was found by Which?
I mean, they are. I mean, one of the things that's interesting about all of this is that I read the February statement back then, and all of them were incredibly keen to fix all of this, because bad PR is bad for business. So they were all very, very keen to say, look, absolutely, we take all of these on board. We have this amount of time. We're going to clean it all up. We're going to go for greater transparency. We're going to get rid of some of these more hidden practices. And Booking.com have virtually come out with a version of the same statement. They're working hard to fix all of their issues. They want to make sure that they go for maximum transparency. Now, it seems to me that there's a bit of corporate waffle about it, but at the same time is that they've not rejected any of the claims. They've not denied any of them. They're just saying that, I guess, it's a work in progress.
What about advice to consumers? Advice to people who want to book this weekend or next weekend?
What's a bit of quick advice? Okay, so the first thing to do is, as I mentioned, is that to see what the search results will come up. So, for example, on Booking.com, you'll put in your search parameters. They'll come up with a list of hotels. The ones with the little yellow hand thumbs up
Yeah.
That they're premium ones. They've paid extra to be bumped up the listings. Ignore the only one room left at that. That's pressure selling. It's often not the case. If you go on other sites, you will find that you'll find the exact same room at virtually the same price, and there's plenty of them. So I think those are the two things. More than anything else that I would say is be careful about your search results.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Fionn, listen, thank you very much. That's Fionn Davenport, travel writer there.